We'll venture forth into another rain report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the rain studios in the heart of the Mid-South, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR. Boys and Girls Clubs were very much a part of growing up in the 60s for many of us, and a few of them actually had ham radio stations. RAIN founder Hap Holly, KC9RP, remembers spending many a summer afternoon in his local boys' club in Escondido, California, before he had his first call sign, WN6UJH. Today, the Menominee Falls, Wisconsin Boys and Girls Club has a working ham radio station. One ham who spends a considerable amount of energy and time with that club is Edward Engelman, KG8CX. Ed is a retired educator and ham radio volunteer for Menominee Falls Boys and Girls Club's K8DAR amateur radio station. He spoke during the Instructors Forum at the 2015 Dayton Hamvention.
My name is Ed Engelman, KGHCX, and I'm a retired elementary school teacher. I taught fifth grade for 33 years in the Marinette, Wisconsin school system, and I've been retired since 1996. The last 5 years after I got my ham license, I had a ham radio station in my classroom. A lot of my kids got involved in ham radio, and the father and a couple of kids got licensed as a result of that. I'm involved with two youth groups, the Yacht Team Young Amateur Communication Ham, and DAR Boys and Girls Club Ham Radio Program, which is the only one of its kind in any Boys and Girls Club in the United States. We'd like to find some more Boys and Girls Clubs that we could partner with. I'll start with the DAR Boys and Girls Club. We have our own call sign, K8DAR, Kilo 8 Delta Alpha Radio, the kids know by heart as well as their own name. It was formed in 2006. It kind of began with a conversation between our Boys and Girls Club director and one of our club members. He thought that it would be nice to have another ham radio program that the kids could get involved with, because the Boys and Girls Club has been in operation. This is our 100th year, by the way, in the Marinette Menominee area. And ham radio has been a part of it in the early years, 20s, 30s, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. Many of our local hams are products of that program. And it hadn't been in operation for a number of years, so we thought it would be good to get it going again. So with the cooperation of the Marinette Menominee Amateur Radio Club, and many good hams and the DAR staff, we got it started in January of 2006. We have served hundreds and hundreds of kids over the years that have been introduced to ham radio through the Boys and Girls Club, which is an after-school club. Kids come in after school hours, get involved in many different activities, and of course the unique one that they get involved with is ham radio that I'm control operator of, and it's a regular activity for all the youngsters that are members of the Boys and Girls Club. And we've been recognized by the Boys and Girls Clubs of Wisconsin and Michigan for the unique program that we offer the kids. And we've also been recognized in national magazines, CQ, the ARL Youth Newsletters, National Contest Journal mentioned us about 5-6 years ago as a contest group that we had going, which is our original focus, but now we've kind of widened it to other forms of ham radio. And I tell the kids all the time, there's so many things to do in ham radio. I focus on the geography aspect, we have a map in the room, and pinpoint wherever country, state they talk to, and the kids get used to ham radio terms as well. It doesn't appeal to everybody, but a lot of them do come in. They line up at the door, and they're waiting to come in to talk. And I talk to some, well, it's like fishing in a pond. Call CQ and see who answers you. We've had calls from foreign countries or other states. We've talked to airplanes. We've talked to ships at sea. We've talked to other young people. We've talked to schools. And I think this is just an opportunity for kids to get involved with the whole world and see it as more than just their small area. The funding we have, it came from our local radio club, from hams, the donations that provided the equipment for us, secondhand, of course. We've sold equipment that the hams have given us. We've got quite a radio fund that we can draw from that keep our radio station going. We have a website. You look under KADAR, under QRZ, and you see pictures of the kids. And the program itself is completely self-funded. We have no funding from the Boys and Girls Club. They provide the room for us. We provide everything else. So these kids come in after school. They can do other things, but they can also come into the radio room. We've got two radios, and we've got three computers. We also have PSK-31. Each of the activities at the program, the facility, the Boys and Girls Club, has a Youth of the Month. Well, I have one for the ham radio room, and then they get an award from me and also get recognized for the entire facility. As I mentioned, we started in 2006, and Jim, who's sitting back there, KS8O, helped me get this started, and we had a good group of kids. We gave them some lessons in ham radio, and that first year, I think we had 5 or 6 kids come and get licensed. Presently, we have 16 youngsters that have been licensed through the ham radio program at the Boys and Girls Club. Latest one was 11-year-old girl last September. fact, her grandfather is a member of the DARA Club and Hamvention Committee.
You're listening to a 2015 Hamvention presentation given by Edward Engelman, KGHCX, a retired educator and ham radio volunteer for the Menominee Falls Boys and Girls Club, KADAR, amateur radio station.
We've gotten all kinds of QSL cards. The kids just love to get QSL cards. They ask, Mike, did my card come in yet? It comes to me, and then I send out the card, give it to them, and they can fill out the card so they know what QSL cards are, and then they get the card. Some of them have got quite a collection of QSL cards. And we have a logging program we use. Kids are very familiar with the logging program. Some of them know how to operate. I can just stand back and watch. Make the call, log the contact, and go ahead and make another call. CQ, Kilo 8, Delta, Alpha Radio. They love to get contacts. Get frustrated when they don't make a contact. Nobody's answering me. Well, hey, that's the way ham radio is. You got to understand propagation. We teach that some of that too, propagation. The satellites as well, too. We have never talked to a satellite. We're the only facility in our area that has ham radio available for kids. I had it in my classroom, and that was how many years ago? Be, 1996. Do the math. Believe me, they're interested. I've heard from parents, and I've heard from people on the street that, oh, you're the ham radio guy. Oh, my kid just loves talking on ham radio. So we're trying to keep the hobby alive for the next generation. And the next group I'm going to talk about continues that. The key thing here in working with the Boys and Girls Club or schools, I have somebody available that can spend time with these kids, and I'm available to work with those kids. I'm retired. I understand kids. I like working with kids. If you don't have somebody that can work with kids on a regular basis and is available, your program will have a hard time succeeding. So that's where I come from. And I've got some good people to work with. Past club president is here, and our current club president is here, and my co-founder is here. I've gotten some great support from everybody. We've taught some of the fundamentals of getting into ham radio, using the ARL, and Gordon West using his manual as well. I got kids interested. How can I become a ham radio operator? Well, you got to understand some things. It isn't just operating, but operating is important. Well, we have some operators that are just excellent. They would put older people to shame the way they can operate. And call CQ and log the program at the same time. There's one young lady that can do it just fine. She just needs to get her license. I'm an ambassador to ham radio, and I tell the kids, you are also ambassadors of ham radio. You learn about ham radio, and you enjoy it. Talk to others about ham radio. Tell them how much fun it is and what you can learn from it. Communications and geography and technical knowledge. Use it as you grow older and go through life and whatever job or career you choose. It's very, very helpful. I tell these kids that all the time. An outgrowth of the Boys and Girls Club ham radio program was the YACT program, Young Amateur Communication Ham Team. And that was organized by myself and Jim Caicedo back in 2007. We called it Young Amateur Contest Ham Team at the time because there was some interest in contesting. But contesting is just one aspect of ham radio. So many other things, like was mentioned, the satellites and PSK-31 and code and so many different facets. I think at one time I figured out there were 37 different aspects of ham radio that you could get involved with, and not just talking on the radio, but other facets. YACT has really grown. It was stagnant for a while, went kind of slow, but now we've gotten about 129 members in our group. We're very proud of the kids, what they've accomplished. We meet every Saturday evening on Echolink. We tried to start up an HF net, but the propagation isn't in our favor. But we meet every Saturday evening on Echolink. We usually have anywhere from 12 to 20 check-ins from all over the country, youngsters from age 9 all the way up to 20 and 21. And you'd be surprised how many adults are involved, too. We've got dads that have joined a YACT because their kids are involved in YACT. It doesn't cost anything to join. They get a nice certificate. Connect up with other young people, promoting ham radio, connecting up with other youngsters and adults. The adults kind of act as mentors and answer questions to kind of support the kids in their ham radio activities.
And that concludes a short talk given during the 2015 Dayton Hamvention by Edward Engelman, KGHCX, a retired educator and ham radio volunteer for the Menominee Falls, Wisconsin Boys and Girls Club, KADAR ham radio station. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2015 Rain. All rights are reserved. Now for everyone connected with these Rain Reports, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network. Accessible on the web at the Rain Report, on Twitter via hashtag TheRainReport and via iTunes.